Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name's Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, Maisoon. This is John here with Legal Intake. I have a new claimant for her Depo Provera case, and her name is Latanya Woods.
Latanya Woods, okay. All right.
Sure. Thank you. Latanya, I have Maisoon on the line for you, ma'am.
Okay,
hello.
Hi, Latanya.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Wonderful.
It's good to hear. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
I was talking with a guy and he was asking me questions and stuff like that, and I was just answering them.
Okay. So were you interested in filing a claim for the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yeah, I had signed up. I saw it on the internet. I signed up.
Okay. Okay, so it's just a few more questions if you had time, if you wanted to see if you do meet the criteria.
Okay.
So you did not already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, correct?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes, I don't have a problem with that.
Right. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed?
In 2008. In August.
August of 2008?
Yep.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Right. And then what was your date of birth?
4/12/1971.
And do you know of anyone else who also took Depo and was affected as well?
Yes.
All right. And as far as your usage of Depo, were you using the name brand injectable or was it a generic version?
It was not the name brand stuff.
It was not the name brand?
It was. No.
Okay. And did you use the name brand at all before switching to the generic version?
You said, did I switch?
Yeah, did you use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version?
No.
Okay. Right, and then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, ma'am.
And within 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, I had more than 4.
More than 4. And did you use Depo between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
Do you remember when you first started using it, what year that was?
Yep, 2005 in June.
June. And when did you stop?
In 2008.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And I have your first name spelled Latonya.
L-A, capital T, O-N-Y-A.
O-N-Y-A. And then last name W-O-O-D-S.
Correct.
And for your email, I have kwoods2 2401@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
And what is your main cell phone number?
810-830-4656.
Thank you. And what is your social?
You got to have my social?
Yes, for the attorneys to pull medical records, they just need your social.
3. I don't like to give my social over the telephone to strangers.
No, yeah, it doesn't have to be the whole thing. You can do the last 4 if that's more comfortable for you.
Okay, 7239.
7239. All right. And then do you remember your diagnosing doctor's name?
Yeah, Frank. And I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but I can spell it.
Okay.
S-C-H-I-O-I-N-O.
Okay. And then what facility was he at?
Covenant.
And what city was that in?
Saginaw's Covenant Medical Center, Harrison, on Harrison Street.
Okay, the 1447 North Harrison Street?
Yes.
And you said his name was Dr. Frank, and I don't know how to pronounce Schnickel. That either. Yeah. And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis at all?
No.
Okay. No. And as far as your treatment, was he the same treating doctor? Or did you have a different doctor?
No, he was the dream doctor.
Okay. And your prescribing doctor, was that the same person or was there another one?
No, it was another one.
Okay. And what was their name?
Mark Davis at the same facility.
Mark Davis. Mark, M-A-R-C?
Yes.
And it was the same facility?
Correct.
Did you have a specific pharmacy you were going to?
We went to Covenant.
For the pharmacy? It was in the same...
Oh, no. The pharmacy is closed. It's closed down.
Okay. And do you have a copy of your medical records?
Nope, but I can get that from the hospital. The hospital can get it.
Okay. Right. And then what was your current home address?
2401 Bancroft Street, Saginaw, Michigan, 48601.
2401 Bancroft Street, and the zip code was 48601?
Correct.
Okay. And do you remember which specific type of depot you were taking? Which brand?
Yeah.
Do you remember the name of it?
Yes.
Okay, what was that?
The Depo Provera. And mine was the 150 milligrams.
150. Okay. So the only label on it was Depo Provera?
Yep, Depo, Provera, and it was the 150 milligrams.
150. So was it the name brand Depo Provera injectable?
No, it wasn't the generic. It was the brand, Depo, Provera, not the generics.
Okay, so the name brand. Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Yes.
Okay, and does this person live with you?
989. No.
Okay.
989-501-3879.
7-9. And their first and last name?
KACORA. Woods.
And your relationship to this person?
Daughter.
Daughter. Do you know her email address or her current home address?
Oh, no, I don't get too personal.
Okay. And then her first name, did you say KACORA?
KATT.
O T.
Total T.
Okay. All right. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive it. I'll send it as a text message and to your email, so whichever one's easier for you.
Okay.
Okay, I just sent it. And then while you open that up, I'm also going to send you another text from my direct line so you have my number in case you had any questions at all.
Okay.
Did you receive it? The
Yes.
DocuSign? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I just received it. And then the attorneys should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps. But I have sent you their number as well. In case you do miss their call, you can give them a call back.
Okay.
All right, and then that is all I need from you. Did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No, ma'am.
All right, and then for anyone else that was affected, if they were interested in filing a claim at all, you can give them my number as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.